Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We are doing it live, bitches. KISW proudly presents Live Day, Tuesday, November 10th. Both BJ and Migs and the Men's Room shows will be completely live. That means every single thing you hear, from the commercials to the music to even these announcers, they will be completely live.
Oh, I'm bringing in my voice double then.
That's right. All the sound effects you hear, every single thing.
Even this BJ horn, listen. Migs,
that'll be live.
Do we know a horn player? I'm just thinking now, like, it's easier for the guys to play guitar and all that. Do we have a horn? What kind of horn is that? Do you know, Mike? That is trombone?
You can bring in your trombone.
Right. I could.
Mike will be playing trombone.
We're going to be doing it live. Next Tuesday is KISW presents Live Day, and you need to be a part of the Live Day halftime Zoom room. That's right. A limited number of people will get to hang out with BJ and Migs and the Men's Room. I believe 50 is the limit on those tickets.
Yeah.
We will be doing an individual little Zoom party for you. And as you get that ticket, a portion of the proceeds will benefit our friends at Coats for Kids, Washington State Council Firefighters, and Operation Warm. So you can ask us anything we want. You can hang out with us, and we will do a little pre-funk before we get set for our Live Day show. All the details at KISW.com. Live Day is presented by our friends at The Advocates. All right, a question in life, love, or food. What for you is a deal breaker? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A few comments rolled in.
Yeah, toward the end of that segment, man, you had like the list of some of the ultimate deal breakers. Mm-hmm. Money. Are they cheap? All this kind of thing. So some people comment. The guy says, I date someone who is constantly late for everything. When it's her time to die, death will be standing there staring at his watch, waiting hours for her to actually die. Someone else says, this is weird. I dated a chick who had severe nasal issues. Now, she could not breathe through her nose, so we would have a make-out session, and then every 9 seconds or so, she'd pull away, take a big gas-sucking air, and then she'd jump back right back into my mouth. That is a little weird. As far as people being cheap, guy says, I was a waiter at Olive Garden. I had a four top leave me a quarter for a tip. I followed him to the front door, threw it at the guy, hit him in the head, quit that, hopped in my car, drove away. Now I'm an iron worker. And this is a weird one.
That's like the ultimate revenge for a waiter.
It is. Just like, you know,
throw the change at him.
It says, now, it has not been a deal breaker yet, but I fear it will be one day. My finger cuticles, I hate them. They're so ugly, always cracked and peeling. I have been cursed. That's a weird one.
Ugly? Is that from a chick?
I'm guessing ugly cuticles.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I think she's making a point, like, my cuticles are so ugly that even though you're thinking, who's going to look at your cuticles? You'll look at hers.
I guess. I only make fun of women's nails if I know they're sensitive about it.
Oh,
I see.
That's the way
right
to do it.
Sure.
Right. Well, I mean, these are like people I know.
Yeah.
Big gnarly nails.
What
are those, talons?
I now have a deal breaker regarding sushi. No sushi within landlocked states or provinces. It's got to be fresh. I enacted this rule after a layover in Edmonton, Alberta. And our crew made our way to the West Edmonton Mall. Ended up at a sushi bar watching the chef whip up some tasty fish snacks. Things were good until I got a hold of a bad piece of tuna. Mm. That caused me to wrench instantly, and I horked up the contents of my stomach all over the place. Rock on, guys. That from the original Captain Homebrew.
I've had some good landlocked sushi. What I would say is you got to be careful of mall sushi.
Or gas station sushi.
Gas station sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're on a coast.
Howdy, man. I dated this girl for a few weeks, and I thought I would invite her to my house for the night. I picked her up, and we went out to dinner. Outside the restaurant, I asked her, would you like to go to my house, have a nightcap, or hang out for a little bit? She agreed and made a phone call. I heard her say, 8:30 is fine. I'll call you in a little bit. We get back to my house, poured a couple whiskeys on the rocks. She sat beside me. Right at 8:30, there was a knock on my door. I answered. There was a lady there with three kids.
Whoa.
She asked if my date was there, and I said, yes. Lady says, these are her kids. Thank you. Guess what didn't happen that night? I stopped seeing her after that.
Damn.
That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Guys, I was set up on a blind date in my early mid-20s. Didn't find out the guy was 19 and nuts until I got there. He started with things like telling me that I would be not allowed to drink while we were dating. Told me that I get used to being conservative and Christian. When he found out I was neither and had no intention of changing my religion, convictions, or politics, I told him that that's not going to happen, that I wasn't going to see him again. He demanded I give him five reasons he considered valid to not date him, dismissed everything I said, and then stalked me for 6 months.
Jeez.
If this guy was turned into a physical object, it would be a bouquet of red flags. Yeah. That was almost 10 years ago. That from Bats in a Trench Coat.
A bouquet of red flags.
Yes, wow. Yes, yes.
That is just brutal. You can't have a drink. You're destroying my religion.
As we move on to the birthday emails, guys, today is my 33rd birthday. If I could get a big old bong hit, and also Nick Cage giving me a shout-out and wishing me a happy birthday. Thanks a lot. I've been listening since day one. That from Marco in Puyallup.
Marco, hey, man. I thought I was going to run out of time. I'm so glad I made it in time for your birthday, man. I'll tell you what, you can watch me get hair plugs.
Bitches, I want to wish my beautiful wife, Rachel, a happy birthday. She would love to hear you guys talking all over each other about which beer she should switch to. Thanks, guys, and the best. That from Jeremy. As far as switching to beers, don't know what you're
talking about. I'm not just saying.
But y'all, I want to wish my friend Lisa a very happy 43rd birthday today. I'm sure she would love to hear exactly how Captain Crunch would show her a great time on her birthday tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Brett.
I think all I'd have to do is poke my tongue through the peace sign, and I think you'd understand what the captain's thinking.
Oh, man. He's going to dock that one way close to shore.
Climb aboard.
Oh, Captain, are you in the mud flats?
Subject birthday boy. Oliver Cholos, it's my 47th birthday today, and I began the quick slide into 50. How about a Leroy Jenkins, the screaming woman, and the dirty Germans talking about Haas sausages? Boom, guys, that from Jason.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I will tell you this. My sausage is always hotter after an outbreak.
Yes, it's Jason. I'm very impressed with you. 47, you're still eating the hot sausage. Sounds like 40, and it's getting to the indigestion just thinking about this hot sausage. So, German, do you want the hot link? Do you want to smack in the face?
Yeah, but I like to eat tums because backwards it's smut.
Guys, I want to wish my wife, Jeanette, a happy birthday. She is a respiratory therapist at Valley Medical Center and has to work tonight. So could the Dirty Germans offer some advice on celebrating her birthday at work? That from her husband, Paul.
Yeah, I'll find a sex toy and hide in the closet. I have seen Grey's Anatomy. A broom will do.
Yes, you know, far be it for me to do anything illegal. It sounds like so here's some fun ways to have fun at that job. It's a hospital, right?
Yeah, she's a respiratory therapist. Certainly you're not busy these days.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe you shouldn't get a buzz at work. You should have cake.
Hey, guys, since everybody hates me, a shout-out for myself. I'm 48 today. I would love it. Your penis is too small and now hitting the window. And Coach Ted telling me to get out there and get her done. That from Marty in Yelm.
My penis is too small!
But tell you what, Marty, one thing about coaching is generally I know the plays and what we're going to do. I have no idea what you're getting out there and getting done. But I tell you what, it's your birthday, so let's make an effort. We're going to need 100%. We're going to give it all. Block, tackle, win. Just go do whatever the hell you're going to do. Get it done.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails. I believe it was our random question on Monday. We were talking about animals, exotic pets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the story of the pet store exotic style in Kissimmee, Florida, that was broken into and someone stole 50 exotic birds and 2 monkeys. They valued that at $60,000.
Which is crazy.
So we don't know what the birds were individually, don't know a lot about the monkeys. Either way, we speculated, hey man, how much does a monkey cost?
We truly have no idea.
So, how long did these bad boys stick around? We had someone text in and said that their, what, mom had a monkey?
For like 39 years or something like that.
So they lived for quite a while.
That is a commitment.
But the subject here is monkey. And it says, as far as a monkey goes, it depends on the monkey. So you could spend as little as $1,200.
Or what kind of ghetto-ass monkey am I getting for $1,200?
Or as much as $12,000 or higher.
Yeah, I don't need that one either. I want something in between, man. I want a four grand monkey.
I also did see a state map on states that allow you to have a kangaroo as a pet.
Okay.
How many of the 50?
There are 8.
Really?
Some you need a permit, like in West Virginia where I grew up. You do not need any type of paperwork or anything else to own a kangaroo.
Wait, but West Virginia, you don't need a permit?
You do not need anything.
Oh, it's wild and wonderful.
Yeah, you just own a kangaroo. But a monkey is going to set you back about $1,200.
Okay. That's for the ghetto monkey.
What's though? The closest state to us we can own a roo?
I don't know. That's a good question. What happens if
Mike is looking for it
what
right
happens
now.
If the monkey gets sick? Where do you take the monkey? I mean,
to
honestly,
the vet.
The vet knows how to take care of a monkey.
I mean,
you're an animal doctor. I mean, look, and if the vet doesn't know, then take it to your doctor because they're the closest living relative to a human being.
But how many animals are on this planet? Veterinarian doesn't know every single animal
does
on this planet.
Does not know all. You know what? If you're a veterinarian, what would you rather we show up with, a kangaroo or a monkey? Right? Because presumably you don't deal with either much.
My turtle's sick. You can take care of that too? Like they can take care of everything?
I think they can do turtles because you expect people to buy like their kids turtles. I think a monkey might surprise you. I'm saying
but
they
you're
would
a
rather,
doctor. You got a male, you got a female.
Sure.
That's what you're working with, specialty wise. You'd be a pediatrician, whatever. You're a veterinarian. You're trying to tell me you need to know 5,000 different species and how to take care of them?
If you're a good one.
Okay. I'm just seeing that seems like a pretty tall order, doesn't
well,
it?
Sure. All things but considered. Keep in mind, here's the difference. When you go to the veterinarian versus taking a human being to the doctor will rarely walk out and say, well, tell you what, man, I gave your cousin the once-over. They're in a lot of pain. You know, for $500, we can kill them and
or put them in cost you $1,200.
Right. At the vet, they know, like, look.
Put the cousin down.
It's a turtle. I don't know what to do, and people are okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You got how close to Washington State?
I do, indeed. If this map holds any kind of truth here, us right here in Washington State can own a kangaroo with a permit.
All right.
As long as you're permitted. As well as Idaho and Nevada, but then you actually can't get anything until we go all the way over to Wisconsin, and that's where you can get a kangaroo without a permit.
So I can have a kangaroo as a pet.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Wisconsin, West Virginia, and South Carolina.
Okay, this is what I'm going to go down a limb and say. Those are the states where the veterinarian knows how to take care of a kangaroo.
And one more for you guys, all the men's room bitches. I started drinking whiskey straight at the age of 13.
All right.
And I never found a good mixer until I started drinking CC and ginger at about 22 years old. One Christmas night, I run out of ginger ale, so I tried to mix my Jack with the only other soda I have in my house. That would be Mountain Dew. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. If you like Dew, you have to try it and let everyone know what your thoughts are. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from the Bone Man in Boston, who says, P.S.,
Jesus.
A true Moscow Mule is served in a copper cup because there is a chemical reaction caused from the cup.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Again, that from the Bone Man in Boston.
The men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Last. Steve, throw a hoe. You bring us 3 stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it is up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and there's definitely a theme that you will notice as we go through these stories. We'll be in New York City. We'll head across the pond to jolly old England, but let's start in the state that's important once every 4 years, otherwise it's a joke, Florida, right? Mm-hmm. 4 years, like, ha ha, Florida. Once every 4 years, we suddenly care about you. We don't. But let's begin in Florida, where a man by the name of Joseph Ceresi. Now, he was arrested. And keep in mind, now, he's a convicted burglar, and he refused to submit to a court-ordered urinalysis. He also moved to a new home without telling his probation officer. Well, his latest arrest stems from an incident with his 54-year-old girlfriend. When she told police she'd come home from work, and found a verbally confrontational suspect lying on the living room floor drunk. I think we can all imagine the scenario. Well, the unidentified victim alleged that she and Ceresi, they wound up in her car, where he stuck his finger in his own mouth, then inserted that spit-covered digit directly into her ear. Ceresi reportedly confessed to the cops that he had given his living girlfriend a wet willy, but didn't know that it would upset her so much. He was arrested without incident.
He got arrested for giving somebody a wet willy?
Yes, because he violated his probation. That's the whole thing. So it's not that you're getting punished for the wet willy. You just weren't in a position to give someone a wet willy.
Okay.
The wet willy lands in jail. Now let's go to England, where a pair of work bullies, well, they've been ordered to pay compensation after an apprentice was left bleeding from an atomic wedgie. The terrified teen was ritually humiliated at his first job in a shop fitters in Selby, North Yorkshire. In a year-long campaign of abuse, he was given an atomic wedgie, had penises drawn on his head in permanent marker, and was tied to a cross in front of colleagues. Now, the wedgie incident, where he was lifted off the floor by his underwear, left the 17-year-old apprentice with cuts and bruises all over his butt. Well, as a result of that, his two co-workers, Andrew Addison and Joseph Rose, they were found guilty of assault and harassment after claiming it was, quote, just workplace banter. Addison, that's the shop manager, by the way, he was ordered to pay the victim £1,000 to do 140 hours of unpaid work. And Rose, meanwhile, he had to give £750 compensation and do 150 hours of community service after delivering.
That sounds pretty violent.
The atomic wedgie. That is right. And now let's go to New York City. A substitute teacher in the Bronx, they are facing some serious criminal charges for administering what they're calling playground justice on one of his pupils. Chukwuna Duru, that's their name. Allegedly, they twisted the nipples of a 16-year-old student on two separate occasions. That's right. He introduced the purple nurple. Now, police arrested him on charges of forcible touching, harassment, etc., etc. Now, his sister, she told the New York Daily News, and when she was shocked when she heard the news, and she started crying when she heard about it. She also called the alleged behavior uncharacteristic of her brother, as he had never given her a purple nurple. So now again, we go back to the world of playground antics there. So we have the man in Florida, the old wet willy into the girlfriend's ear, but that set her off. Granted, he was drunk, being admitted. We have the two gentlemen in England who gave their co-worker the atomic wedgie, as it is known. That is when you were physically lifted off the ground by your underpants. And finally, the substitute teacher in New York City who handed out the purple nurples, also known by another name.
I have been I have one that experienced a wet willy.
I hate those.
Probably every school day for about 2 years. Tim Heiser would wait outside. He was like 3 years older than we were. He would beat my ass when he got me on the ground. He always used his pinky.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Get me. And then he'd stick his finger in my ear, like, ow! It was not traumatizing. I think the punches hurt more.
Oh, sure.
It was just
but
like
it's
the final,
invasive, man.
It was the final act. You know what I mean? That was his finishing move, the wet willy.
How's that not in wrestling?
It wasn't the worst in the world. The purple nurple will bruise and hurt.
If you do it right.
Yes. It is not fun to be involved in that in any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it is your nipples, and someone has grabbed them and they twist them.
Ted, I know you've had a super wedgie. I remember you recalling the story about somebody doing that to you in school.
Right. So, they picked... no, I wish. They... I was already an adult.
Okay.
They picked me up off the ground, which is amazing, and my underwear split and cut my...
Satchel?
Yeah.
Oh.
But an atomic wedgie, I think, is putting it up over the dude's head behind.
Yeah. I can't guarantee that, but it is listed as an atomic wedgie in the police report. Somebody had to write that in their police report.
Substitute teacher. This is a 16-year-old, but still a kid.
Sure.
That's still going
and
to hurt.
And you're a teacher, right?
And this is two separate occasions. You've got the Wet Willie. That's a boyfriend and a girlfriend, although that violated probation. The Wet Willie, as far as the act is concerned, I know she was grossed out by it. It is not nearly as bad in my mind as the Super Wedgie or the Purple Nurple. In this instance, though, I think the Wedgie that got the two co-workers fired.
No, no, they were not fired. They had to pay a fine. They both had to do community service.
They cut him, and he had bruises all over his butt.
Well, it was an atomic wedgie, yeah.
To me, that's the worst one. So I'm going to say that the Wet Willie guy, even though that I was traumatized by the Wet Willie, that sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, right, so he went back to jail because he was on probate. He was on parole.
And keep in mind, he had moved to a different house without telling the probation officer, et cetera, et cetera. So Wet Willie itself is not necessarily what got him in jail, but once he did that, she contacted the police.
Right, so then the cops are there, they run his record, and then his probation officer found out.
Because you gave her. If he just didn't give her a Wet Willie, she wouldn't have called the cops.
Right, and you know that guy sitting in there going, I'm in here because of a Wet Willie.
Yep,
easy now.
That's like saying, I'm in jail because the cops found me. That's essentially, right.
Yeah. Miles, I'm with you. The other thing is, too, is that's two adults. Now, the teacher, you can't be twisting the nip of a student. Like, that is just horrible.
It's got to be in the handbook, right?
Yeah, you would think so. And then you're right. These guys at the shop, maybe they were closer to their teenage coworker. But at the end, he had cuts and bruises all over. I like how we said this. Buttocks.
Yeah, buttocks. I like to say bottom over there.
Yeah, I mean, I hate wet
wigs. I hate them.
Oh, my goodness. And there's always one a-hole that wants to still do them. It's like...
He did it at the reunion.
Right?
Are you serious?
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's how he came to you from behind. I felt a wet pinky in my ear, and I knew that Heiser had shown up at the class reunion.
Did you go out later with him?
Of course.
Did you ever get him back?
It was never me to Wet Willie him. That was his move on me.
You got
to
reverse this, Montgomery.
I don't want to stick a wet finger in somebody's ear.
I really don't.
I don't either, but I'd stick it in that guy's ear for you.
Yeah.
You know what? This is for Montgomery.
Okay.
But anyhow, Wet Willie guy sucks the least.
Most people agree that Wet Willie sucks the least. Everyone hates Wet Willies, but they agree.
He called me Montgomery woman.
Yeah, Montgomery woman. God. Yeah, there's always Wet Willie guy.
Always.
And Wet Willie guy, you just said, he never grows out of it.
No.
Arm burn dude.
You'll run into that guy when you're in 65. And that guy's going to give you a Wet Willie.
Wet Willie. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on KISW, you are listening to the Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're in the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just a matter of minutes, we will drink, we will toast to the shot of the day. Hey, we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alrighty then, sad news, guys. Turns out horses don't love us as much as we think they do.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they measure that. But how much do you think a horse loves you, Steve?
I mean, to know me is to love me, so I just assume that. I don't think. Now, look, I know there's people out there that own horses. I'm sure they have a better gauge. To me,
right.
A horse is the kind of animal, and I'm sure there are exceptions, but overwhelmingly, it's not that I love you, I just don't hate you.
Sure.
I know you, I recognize you, I know you're not out to hurt me, but, like, do I love you? No.
Right.
That's why I will still kick you if you stand behind me.
Certain animals will show affection, and I believe horses to be one of those in the right circumstances, but...
You have to have a very one-on-one relationship with an animal like that.
Right. And I believe the people that own horses, that truly own horses, have a very special connection with that horse.
I'm sure they do.
If a scientist is sitting there at a horse like, do you love me as much as I think you do? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The horse seemed cold.
How many people are devastated by this? Like, if you said, hey, man, your dog doesn't love you as much as you
right.
think. Millions of people are instantly upset.
Here's the thing. The people that are upset are the people that don't own horses right now. Everybody that's owning a horse thinks that this is absolute bunk.
Or everyone owns a horse is like, no kidding.
Right.
Watch a couple episodes of BoJack Horseman.
Oh, there you go.
That horse doesn't love you.
They're alcoholics, man.
I just assume any animal bigger than me probably does not like me and wants to eat me.
Okay.
Just my general rule.
These carnivorous horses.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't like elephants.
Mm-hmm. They want to eat me.
Now, see, I heard elephants are friendly.
Well, Dumbo was.
Are you kidding, Ted?
You remember Jeff the elephant?
No.
They're crazy.
They're not particularly. They are exceptionally territorial.
Yes.
All right.
They will not necessarily attack you, but they are exceptionally territorial.
Especially the males. The bulls are not to be messed with.
There was.
I don't see a lot of people interacting with elephants with tusks.
Well, yeah. That tells you what you need to know, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see people. You know what? I'm going to stop.
I'm not scared of an armless boxer. You know what I mean?
That's so, right.
He's got great feints.
Right.
There's a new trend on TikTok where people take an online stress test and share the results. I don't know what you have to be stressed about.
Nothing to be stressed about.
No, you're
Look
fine.
How stressed I am. You're not nearly as stressed as I am. See, I told you. I'm stressed.
There's one trend that I was seeing.
I got a mood ring.
There you go. If this test is what I think it is, maybe it actually is an online stress test. But there's another one that I've seen where they've got a little a glowing bar that kind of scrolls all the way down the page, and it takes an image on the top of that bar as it scrolls down.
Right.
And so you can actually shift it and change it. So people will actually put their hand in front of that and let that bar go across, and they'll show how wavy your hand gets. That basically is how much stress you're holding is how shaky you are.
Okay.
So I think that might
be
some of it.
Where are they doing this?
On TikToks.
There's an idea.
The tickety-tocket.
Or if you're stressed, get the hell off social media.
What? No, Ted.
Yeah, that is.
We need social media more than ever.
Yeah.
How will I learn?
I sit there and fight with people.
Mm-hmm. A woman arranged some items at Target to look like a nice living room, but it sparked debate on whether it was helpful or a pain to employees. Yet again, we're going to social media, Ted.
Well, so here's social media, and I get it, and that's kind of a funny argument, but I would say, what do the employees at Target think?
Right.
They're the ones that can answer that because they work there.
Exactly. If you're legit asking the question like, isn't this kind of a pain for the employees at Target? Let them answer it.
We're not going to IKEA and changing the throw pillows on their,
that's right.
You know what I mean, staged living room.
They're on point, man. They know how to decorate a room.
I've changed pillows around.
Have you?
Yeah, I moved from one sofa to the other. Let's see
if
they care.
I don't mind people take those block letters that people put up everywhere and spell stuff. That's fine for me.
What have you put up?
I haven't. I just typically look to see if anyone's running.
You know what it is.
Depends on what's available. Anything else.
Look, if you do own an IKEA or Target and you have those block letters, do not have a P, an E, an N, an I, and an S, because you're only going to get penis. Even if you have the full alphabet, it's going to be penis.
It's also the time of year for all the Santa blocks to be out.
Santa blocks?
Yeah, all you have to do is move the N and it's not good.
Oh, right.
Moving on, Ted.
Satan, Ted.
Oh. What the hell is that spell?
More Americans are on a diet today than a decade ago.
Well, sure.
Ah!
Maybe not at this moment.
Right. I mean, I think. Oh, then a decade ago. Right.
Yeah.
Is that because we're healthier or because we got fatter?
It doesn't say a healthy diet, Ted. It just says a diet.
Oh. I think as we've got, I'm guessing because we got fatter and now we want to get healthier.
Right. Yeah. And I'm wondering.
And again, I don't know if that's true like right now.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Times have changed. The people's finances have gone in a certain direction to where they kind of need to pinch pennies. And, you know, your diet is cheap.
Also, they offer more crap.
Right.
You know, because people, even if you're not trying to be health conscious, you know, if you go to the grocery store, there's so many different options just to eat better than you did.
Right.
Like, oh, this Cheetos has less saturated fat. Step in the right direction, but you're still mauling Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
They're baked, dude. Right. Back off.
Exactly. I got baked Lays. It's baked Lays.
You know, the puffs are better.
Oh, God. It says, I'm sorry to break it to you, but movies lie. And they have actually compiled a list of some of the scientific myths that they've all made us believe that are completely untrue.
All right, what do you got?
Can we guess?
Sure, why not? What do you got there, Ted?
Something about love.
Something about love.
Yeah, wow. There's a lot of love movies and rom-coms.
I think
a guy who's generally just okay looking can date the hottest woman on
or
the
nerdy girl, if you take her glasses off, gets super hot.
That's all you do is take off glasses, and it's amazing. Although I would say this, one thing from rom-coms, being a stalker in real life does not get the girl.
No. I think I've led you guys astray. This is more like James Bond style lies that have been told. Oh. Right. So like action movies.
Sounds like love.
Love is false. Monogamy's a lie.
Okay. Do you smoke? Do you have three kids? I don't care.
The way the people react after they've been shot.
The way the people react after they've been shot, not bad, Miles. A gunshot to the shoulder is no big deal. People in the movies are always getting shot in the shoulder and brushing it off. You've got a major artery and a large bundle of nerves right there in your shoulder. Mm-hmm. So that's right.
Right.
Bleed out.
Did we hear that one from the cop? Ooh.
We hear from the people who actually get shot in these videos and what their reaction is. You're like, that's nothing like the movie.
Exactly.
Not every car explodes because it's in a crash.
I don't believe that's in there, but I believe, yes, that is true just because it gets in a crash and it explodes.
What's the one people? Chloroform.
Oh, you
got it. If you roll
it
behind someone and put a rag over them, they're not going to pass out in 3 seconds.
That's actually number two. It says that you can knock someone out with chloroform in seconds. It actually takes about 5 minutes to take effect. If I'm not mistaken, that was actually the old school anesthesia. That was whether they put you under for surgery, is they actually just held the chloroform rag to your mouth and waiting for you to go out.
I gotta hold it for 5 minutes to get this person to pass out?
Yes. And there's no way they'll struggle.
That's right.
But I saw Ace Ventura. It only took him a few seconds.
That's right. Who did he knock out? I forget.
Just one of the players, ex-players. Yeah. He had to check his ring.
Exactly. Okay, let's see here. How about we get into a gun battle and I'm looking for cover. Luckily, there's a car nearby.
Bullets go through cars.
I'm going to fling open the door, and I'm going to hide behind that car door because it's gunproof. No, it is not.
It's not gunproof, but it does give you some cover as far as...
You got to make a car light, which would tell me...
They're made to be lightweight.
That the door would be like holding up aluminum foil. I mean, obviously a little tough, but I would think, like, they're not making your car heavy.
Correct.
I mean, but I'd still hide behind a door, even if you could shoot through it.
Your best hope is that it'll deflect the bullet in some
capacity.
Or
that they don't know exactly where I am within
that framework. I'm not saying I would not hide behind the door. I'm just saying I'd still get shot, but I'd feel better before I did.
I'd hide behind the whole car.
I'm running and going, exactly.
All right, we're watching a sci-fi movie, and all of a sudden there's a meteor coming out from outer space and coming down. It's going to hit the ground. It's going to be absolutely lava hot. Incorrect. They're actually lukewarm because the hot outer layers get blown off on impact. Keep in mind, this is a giant frozen space rock that is flying through the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it falls through the atmosphere for about how long? Now, it's going to superheat at that time, but...
Right, but all that's burning off.
Exactly. Now you got a nice frozen center.
It's like Chi-Chi's frozen ice cream. Hot on the outside, on the inside, just cold.
I still wouldn't go up and grab one after it landed.
Oh, no.
All right, the classic James Bond. You know, you're working a covert operation. You've snuck into somewhere, and you need to take some guys out, but you can't make a whole lot of noise. So what you going to do?
Oh, the gun silence.
Oh, split their neck.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
wow.
Holy cow.
Man.
Sorry. No, you're going to put a silencer on your gun.
Oh, yes.
Says technically they do work, but not like they do in movies. In real life, a gun with a silencer is pretty loud. I think it's
goes from this to this.
I think, isn't it a suppressor? Isn't it a suppressor?
I believe it's technically a suppressor. I know that I'm like the resident gun guy, but I don't know the difference between a silencer and a suppressor. So, there's my knowledge.
Slit to the
slit their throats.
Bond never did that.
He may have. He's more of a silencer guy, though.
All right, you're walking through the jungle, you and your buddy. You guys are going on a jungle excursion. All of a sudden, zap! Out of nowhere, the snake comes out, bites your buddy on the ankle.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Watch him die.
That's right. What do you think, Ted? What would James Bond do?
He would suck it out.
That's right, he would. And it wouldn't do a damn thing. It says apparently it can contaminate the wound and harm the nerves and blood vessels of the victim. It can also cause harm to the one doing the sucking.
Yeah.
I'm not sucking poison.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you
I'm
gotta
try to pop it like a zit. You know what I mean? Try to push it out.
Miles, it's venom.
It is. It's
whatever.
All right, so we're watching. Now we're watching a hospital documentary. Not a documentary, but a man's been shot. He's taken into the hospital. They're working on him, and he flatlines. He goes down. What's the first thing that they do?
Paddle.
They grab them damn paddles.
I was
going
through his wallet.
Here's the thing. Completely wrong. You actually do CPR when somebody flatlines. A defibrillator is for someone experiencing rapid heart contractions or fibrillation of the heart.
Ah, okay.
It's all when right. You shock it back into a regular
beat. It's when your heart is actually fluttering and you need to get it to stop.
Movie's going to get people killed.
Yeah, you're right. Get the paddles. No. Do compressions. All right, let's
see. What's wrong with him? Somebody slit his neck.
You know what, Ted? Along those lines, because here's your move, okay?
All right.
You need to get into a high security place here. I got to restart my music here. So you're going to go into a high security place. You're going through there. You knock down one of the henchmen, but you find out that there's a biometric scanner on there. How are you going to find your way in?
I cut out his eyeball and hold it up or chop off his hand, right?
Yeah, chop off his hand.
Hack off his hand and you're going to put it up there.
I have Ted do it because Ted's already slit the throats of everyone.
Ted's already an animal. He's ready to do this. He's bloodthirsty. Apparently those things check the capillary flow through the hand so a dead one wouldn't work. It actually has to be hot.
Huh. Or what if I held his hand up and I hadn't chopped it?
I think he's going to chop it off after we open the door. Like, Dad! Jesus!
As long as he's still alive.
Put it on there while it's warm and fresh. Now chop it off.
We got 30 seconds. Get it on there.
Yeah, this movie I'm making is going to be brutal.
All right. Ted Bond, they've captured you.
All right.
They've got you in the cellar down below. You've got secrets. They want them. What are they going to do?
Torture me.
Torture you, but then you're not talking. You're not going to say a damn thing.
So waterboarding.
No! Much easier. They're going to bring in the doctor, and he's got a syringe.
Yeah.
He's going to hit you with the truth serum.
Ooh.
So you get to drink?
That was a Jack Daniels?
Exactly.
Let me tell you another thing, man.
All right. Tequila for everybody.
According to the CIA, if you can hold out during a normal interrogation, a drug isn't going to break you. So okay. Basically, yes, they are going to give you Jack Daniels, but as long as, you know, your inhibitions are good enough when you're getting shoots underneath your fingernails, yeah, a little bit of drugging ain't going to be all that bad.
That's the other key. If you could hold out already.
That's right.
It's a big reason I don't commit crime. Torture.
I will not survive it. All right, here. A man walked into a bank in Asia with a meat cleaver, but didn't get the response that he was hoping for.
What response was he hoping for?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think about cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.